From APM in New York, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and the Economy. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, better known by its initials, OPEC, has 12 members, and they've gathered today in Vienna. You've probably noticed gas is a lot less expensive these days. Oil prices have fallen by a third since June, and that's partly because we've been producing more oil here in the United States. OPEC has the power to adjust production to produce more or less oil depending on demand. And what OPEC is wrestling with today is whether to drive oil prices back up. That's making this one of the most closely watched meetings in years. And Scott Tong is on Marketplace's sustainability desk, and he joins us now from Washington. Hey, Scott.
Hey, David.
So why is this meeting so critical?
Well, because the oil world has changed. I mean, normally when prices fall, OPEC members, they meet and they decide to cut supply. So there's less oil in the market, prices rise, easy enough. But now U.S. oil, it's new and it complicates things. So say you and I, we have a stranglehold on, say, the Apple market. We eat a lot of those in my house. And if we stop selling them, then this new guy is selling apples too. So we lose market share. And that's a problem. And many people think the most important OPEC member, Saudi Arabia, is thinking that way.
All right. So retain market share, don't cut. Doesn't that mean that prices fall? Are they going to continue falling?
Well, if they don't cut, they will. And so this is the rock versus hard place for OPEC. And many OPEC members, they rely heavily on selling expensive oil, and they're not going to be able to hold out long if oil falls from $80 to $70, even $50 a barrel. I spoke to Michael Shifter at the Inter-American Dialogue, and he spoke of Venezuela's desperation.
They're conveying that they're desperate. Survival of the regime is on the line, and they're trying to appeal and pressure other governments, principally Saudi Arabia, to try to help out and to try to mobilize support from Russia and other governments that are not OPEC members, also to see what they can do.
And David, see what they can do means can everybody cut a little bit from their supply to stabilize the prices?
So that's the debate in the room. You have all these parties participating. How are they going to hammer out an agreement on what to do?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And you think cartel means, you know, all these guys hang out in the bat cave and they scheme in unison, right? But I spoke to Jamie Webster at IHS Energy, and he compares the discord to another gridlocked institution you and I know well.
You have to think of OPEC similar to the U.S. Congress. Don't think of it as a single entity. They are 11 guys and a woman in a room trying to figure out what they're going to do. And they all have very different sort of points of view.
And if they are gridlocked, that means they don't agree to anything and they wouldn't cut supply.
One last question, Scott. What does all this mean for the U.S. producers you mentioned?
Low prices hurt all producers, and U.S. shale oil is the high-cost producer. So if the price falls far enough, they won't be able to profit and they'll stop drilling. But for now, most of them are making money and most are gobbling up market share right here at home.
Marketplace's sustainability reporter Scott Tong. Thanks, Scott. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.